The Brewtown Beat goes on. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. I've run out of words with this team.
Collins, fly ball, deep in the right field. Isaac Collins, it is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. His first ever. And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game.
Ryan Anderson on FanDuel Sports Network with the call. The Brewers are riding a heater like few have seen before. Sunday, they complete another sweep of a team that once knocked them out of the playoffs. In fact, the most recent team to do it, the Mets. The final score is 7-6. Milwaukee has also swept the Braves, Dodgers, Nationals, and Phillies this year, all teams that have ended previous Brewers seasons in October. There's something magical going on right now.
If you don't love what's going on in there and you're part of this thing, then you need to check yourself, because this has been a lot of fun, the way these guys compete, the way they pull for each other.
Manager Pat Murphy, his Brewers will go for win number 10 in a row tonight against Pittsburgh at American Family Field. Milwaukee's lead in the Central is now up to 6 after Chicago's 3-2 loss to the Cardinals. Moving on to Saturday, the news from Green Bay not nearly as optimistic. In an ugly, mistake-prone, sloppy first preseason game of the year, the Packers get dominated by the New York Jets 30-10. So is there anything to like about it?
I like that there's a lot to learn from and improve upon. That's what I like. And I like that it happened in the preseason. So I think it's a good opportunity and a good reminder to everybody that you just don't wake up and roll out of bed and beat teams in this league.
Coach Matt LaFleur, his Packers regroup and now gets set to face the Colts in Indianapolis this coming Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. College football, the Badgers have wrapped things up in Platteville. Practice now returns to campus. Game one of the season is 2 weeks from Thursday against Miami of Ohio. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.